It's quarter after two.
What?
Alright, we'll touch the NBA Finals and whether this is the final of the NBA Finals tonight at 2:30. But right now, I see a free-for-all, Dan.
Yeah, Mino and Justin.
Yeah.
The weekend program here on the Ticket called Work in Progress were on the Mike Ducey joint without Mike Ducey.
It was only there for tier ones.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah,
of course.
He doesn't work Friday nights. He's like Letterman. It was Sam and
Jeff Kolb. Brand new in town. I think he's been here for a week and a half now.
You're saying Kolb?
It's either Kolb or Cobb or Cobb. Maybe Cobb.
Like Kevin Cobb?
K-O-L-B.
Like Kevin Cobb?
Does he know how we feel in this city?
How many fans has he polled?
Anyway.
Is he in tune with how we all...
It'd be cool if we got invited on that show once in a while, but no. They went for Justin and Mino. And those guys were destroying. I loved it. Now, you must know something about Justin. He's a very big man.
Yes.
400 pounds or so, or actually 399, right? Wasn't that the limit for the scooter?
I think it was 300, so 299.
Okay, we said 299. Okay, anyway, right? He's big boy. Very big boy. He also has one of his legs has been amputated because of cancer. He survived that when he was like in high school. So he's been through some stuff. Now...
off.
So on the TV, you've got Giant plays. Justin, and you've got Porcelain.
Go ahead, Bob. He plays a top level of billiards, doesn't he?
Okay.
Porcelain Mino.
Never had a joke.
They do a show together, and they each were wearing a T-shirt with each other's face on it. Okay? So that's setting the scene. They're there to talk about the Ticket and sports and... that they do a show together called Work in Progress. We'll start with that when they're talking about their weekend show.
Couldn't think of a name, and we actually called a pizza place on our show. Yeah, that's how little content we had. Was in our first segment, we were calling to order pizza, and we asked the guy, what should we call our show? He's like, oh, I don't know, it could be a work in progress. So we kind of just kept it. It was like, oh, that kind of fits. That has a nice ring to it. So we kept the name Work in Progress, and a few years later... kind of got an opening, and we're doing our
and
thing
here
on Sunday
you are.
Morning. Yeah,
it's stuck. Work in progress, and it seems like there's a clear bromance here. Based on
all right, so that's important. I just wanted you to know he really went into detail about what's our name. It's work in progress. They said work in progress 5 or 6 times right there in that little thing, but throughout they're referring to them as the guys from Work in Progress.
Okay.
So if you didn't know what their name was, now you do.
Now
you know the origin.
Evidently clear, yeah.
They go on to talk a little bit about the dude, Kevin Cobb, says...
no. Stephenville's own.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. The T-shirts you guys are wearing.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, okay. And then they explained, in fact, this is something I want to steal. You said this was a bet payoff.
It was.
Where you had to wear the T-shirt of the other guy.
Yes, there's three of us involved, and the two losers had to get T-shirts of each other's faces and then go to a Mavs game wearing the shirts. It was great that it was Justin so I could push him around and he could look like me and I could look like him.
All right, you're pushing him in his wheelchair.
Yes.
All right, so I would like to steal this, but I would also like to tweak it. Because I do know what I'd like more. But I was thinking, what would I like more? Would I like Bob having to walk around a Mavs game with my picture on his shirt or with his own picture? Wouldn't that be better? Because what's worse than when somebody gives you a Sterminator jersey? You'll never wear it. You don't need to be calling more attention to yourself, right? That's the whole bit. We don't.
Sure.
Sometimes we don't even feel good wearing Ticket gear out because it's like, oh, Like, oh, you just want people to know you work at the Ticket, huh? Like, okay, then I just won't wear it. Then nobody will yell at me about it, right? But
that's the Dennis.
But I would love to see you walking around in in your own face. I would love to see that. That would tickle me. That's going to be a good bet payoff. Like, give me Tiger.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
Yeah.
You want a bet payoff for a got to wear the other guy's face or your face around for a week?
Or something?
Never
have to hear that bad song again? Is that part of the bet?
Oh, that's the worst thing you've ever said.
Don't bookend us today.
All right. So now, because he said the elephant in the room, and I was like, the t-shirts they're wearing? Oh, okay. This was the real elephant in the room, I thought.
Now, Justin, I know a lot of your viewers, our listeners might know that you're in a wheelchair, but maybe not right some here. Of our viewers. Explain what you've been.
Do that,
I can point it out. Yeah, I'm his friend. I can make jokes. I'm not making fun. We're best friends.
Okay, so then they go on to talk about the Justin history that we're very familiar with, but I guess not everybody
okay,
is.
Okay, so he explained the bit with the shirts. He wasn't then doubling down that this is some sort of prop Justin has.
A bet payoff. I got to cut off his leg.
You have to be on TV in a
he
wheelchair.
Was really rooting against Tiger in the Masters, but there he was. And I'm there with a sickle. Is that what you call the big thing? You machete, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, the Cavs were down 3-1, and Justin right then
he actually said Dak Prescott will never start a game for the Cowboys in his career.
Hey,
he was wrong.
You don't have to bring that up.
But it was kind of funny. He went on to talk about he put the humorous slant on the cancer as one will do, Julie. Right?
I mean, it is disrespectful. So I want to be clear about this. However, it would be quite a bet payoff.
To cut off a leg?
No, that you would have to go. That you'd have to go cover games in a wheelchair.
Oh!
Now you have everyone asking you about what happened, Dan, or trying to show great concern, and you'd have to decide: am I just telling them that this is my idea of amusing?
Right. That's
or do you have to
probably banned for life from the ballpark if you go do that?
Trying to get parking.
All right, then they go to their, I guess after they do all the other stuff, they start with some rapid-fire questions, and we're going to play the next couple minutes. It'll end the whole interview, pretty much.
Best on-air personality, period.
Me? Oh, no,
they're talking about the Ticket, of course.
I really like Corby's person. I think he's really funny. They're all great, but yeah, Corby, because I work with him, and I don't want him to say anything bad about me on the show.
Yes?
I would say Bob, because he knows a ton about sports and he can be funny at the same time.
So,
wow.
These two.
Disgusting.
So, we got what? 1, 2, 3 in
that
here.
Feels like way more than just one trick.
3 on the hard line. So, really, besides you guys, so I had a 1 in 6 chance of making it for one of you guys, and I didn't. But Bob and Corby did. So
I actually didn't say Dan because I wanted him to play this audio.
I called Mike
this exact same thing.
I called
That's
Mike
I
Reiner
it.
That night and I said, "Dude, I really appreciate you. I think your personality's great." And he agreed his personality was great.
I'm just
biggest
sorry.
Diva of the bunch
of us two or
anyone at the
biggest
the
diva
ticket. Anyone at the Ticket.
What exactly does diva mean? Like I need things
high maintenance.
Certain. So, oh, okay. Yeah.
You're always ranting on the sideline.
All right, it's possible I'll get mentioned here.
I will say
we'll snake draft. We'll go one.
I'll
one,
say
one.
Norm because Norm despite being, Norm. He's a pioneer of the craft. He's a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, but he can be very demanding.
Gordon Keith. With his characters.
He does the impersonations.
I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, I would say
what? Now, that's where they did me wrong.
Yeah.
So apparently they had him in there for 10 minutes, but only wanted to air 8 of it.
Oh, we were there for at least 15. So they had to.
So they edited it out. So now they're in the middle of the biggest diva question, yet I think they edited it into the funniest guy at the Ticket answer.
Yeah. The next question, because we usually answer 2, but for that one, they changed the question after his and asked me
which is
who
a great
the funniest
bit, by the way.
Is, and I said Gordon, and then Gordon called me later that night and was like, dude, what's the deal? I'm just kidding. Gordon doesn't have my number. But it does.
We know.
And he doesn't watch weird. Fox 4.
Gordon, but I also think Junior on the Musers can be very funny as well.
guy you would call in the middle of the night if you were in a crisis would be who?
Danny Bayless. I've probably done it before, so I'd call him again in the middle of the night.
I think Danny's a good answer.
In fact, one time
he just seems like a guy who's up, and
I was locked out of Mino's apartment gate at 2 a.m. and called Danny and said,
"I remember that." And he got out of bed and drank a whiskey with you on the porch, didn't he?
He did till like 5 a.m. I was like, "Bro, I can't get in. I don't have anywhere
like
to stay."
Bob ain't doing that.
Safe word. No, I'm asleep.
If I needed him,
I would say Dan McDowell.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say Dan.
Guy most likely to have a mental breakdown on the air.
By the way, don't call me later.
Also Dan. Also Dan.
I think I agree with that. Dan, yeah, Dan McDowell.
Because he's had it. You know, if an intern forgets his rice, he will have a
He'll
mental breakdown
you.
Over the air.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So I might put him as my biggest diva, Dan McDowell. You got to get the rice.
Too,
you
got to
get
sure.
the rice.
We'll wrap on this one. Lastly, your impression of Mike Ducey would be what?
Okay. Then they talk about Ducey and how great
get,
Ducey
like,
is.
Like credit for being the most depressed person here.
Well, they might have cut that out.
They cut that part out.
Yeah. They cut out all the Jake stuff.
My real estate of
most depressed
person who's closest to suicide. I can't even get that.
He talked about person who's the greatest person in history, and they cut all that out. But remember the beginning? We had the intro on how'd you get your name? Work in progress and a funny story. Then this is the dismount.
All right. Well, David, Justin, thank you guys so much for being here. Your show, Work on Progress, airs every Sunday on the ticket from 8 to 11 a.m. We look forward to having you again.
Didn't even get the name of your show right.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Coming up, the Texas.
All right. And then they didn't even.
So Work on Progress is what she thought it was called.
Right.
Justin and I didn't even notice that.
Until, oh, right. When you were
afterwards,
there?
We saw it on TV and then. P1 started blowing them up, so you know it's work in progress, the two P1s that listen to our show.
Well, now you can use that for your open, right?
Every Sunday on the ticket from 8 to...
Oh, wait, where does she say it?
All right, well, David, Justin, thank you guys so much for being here. Your show, Work on Progress, airs every Sunday on the ticket.
We're rebranding. It's work on progress
like
now.
Woods on Run.
Yeah, maybe someday when Work on Progress is well known as a ratings winner in Dallas, you'll just tell the story of how you changed your name to Work on Progress.
Yeah, we're like IHOB. Burgers.
Love it. All right. Way to go, guys.
You're up a TV next. Star. We got TV stars. We got magazine cover people.
It's crazy.
Our show's got a lot.
Coming up next, the NBA Finals and stuff on the ticket.